Tokun. Listen, Tokun is the evidence, physical evidence of a fact. Have you applied the blood of Jesus Christ in your heart? What is the evidence? What is the evidence? Because every token must be seen. When I see the blood, when I see the blood, when they see the ring, they must see it. It must be seen. Every token, the rainbow is seen both by God and by man. The rainbow is seen both by God and by man. The scarlet thread of Rahab was seen both by Rahab and the Israelites. It must be seen. The blood of Jesus Christ is our Passover lamb, and that blood is also to be applied, and it is applied in our heart, then show me the token. Show me the token, church. That's the problem most of us have. What is a token? It's not an assumption. Amen. That's why I preach the message I titled Salvation by Assumption. He says, if a man be in Christ, he's a new creature. And it means you have a past and you have a present.
Yes, sir. Amen. Yes, sir.
You must have a past and a present.
Yes, sir.
Hallelujah. That is why that song says, I once was lost, but now I'm found. Was blind, but now I see. I have a testimony.
Oh, yes.
I have a testimony.
Yes, sir.
I was a drunkard.
Oh, yes.
I was a fornicator, a thief.
Oh, yes.
I was a ritualist. I was this, I was that. I was a prostitute. I did this. But when I heard the gospel and I believed, God came down and applied the token upon me. What is the token applied? He came to my heart.
Yes.
Oh, glory be to God.
Hallelujah.
And changed my heart from that stony heart.
Yes.
Hallelujah. And changed my spirit.
Yes.
So that my taste for the worldly things will die. And I will be more heavenly minded.
Yes.
More spiritual.
Yes.
For God is a spirit.
Yes.
And them that worship Him, worship Him in spirit. Oh, blessed be the name of the Lord.
Yes.
That is the God we serve.
Yes.
When He came and applied that token,
yes,
it is that token applied in you that when the angel of death will come upon this world, when he see that blood,
yes,
applied, he will pass over. He said, "Go preach the gospel to all nations. He that believe and is baptized shall be saved."
Yes,
baptism is the application.
Yes, sir.
Yes, sir.
Oh, yes.
The Holy Ghost.
Glory be to God.
The Holy Ghost.
Hallelujah.
The Holy Ghost.
Baptism of the Holy Ghost.
Yes, sir.
Why?
Yes, sir.
Glory be to God.
Yes, sir.
The reason is because,
sir,
in that blood,
yes,
there is a life.
Oh, yes.
There is a life in the blood of Jesus.
Oh, yes, Lord.
The evidence, that is a token.
Amen.
When that life strikes you, the token, you show the token. The token is not confessed with mouth. By their fruits,
yes, sir,
you will know who has the token. The token is the power in the blood of Jesus Christ. The token is the baptism of the Holy Ghost. And the token, therefore, is the hope of glory.
Yes, sir.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Listen very well.
Amen.
The token. Shout the token.
Amen.
Shout the token.
Amen.
That's what we're talking about.
Amen.
He made a promise with the children of Israel who applied that blood.
Yes, Lord.
And when the angel of death will see that blood, it will pass over.
Yes, Lord.
Now this is the house again of a firstborn.
Hey. Yes, Lord.
This is the house again of a firstborn.
Right.
Judgment is coming upon this world. And he enter a covenant with man. Praise the Lord.
Amen.
This time, amen.
Amen.
He offered the Passover lamb.
Amen.
That is the Lord Jesus.
Hallelujah.
And he shed his blood. And that blood is to be applied again.
Yes, sir.
Yes.
But this time, that blood is applied in the heart.
Yes, sir.
Amen.
Yes, sir.
Why? Because the heart is the gateway to your life.
Yes,
for out of the abundance of the heart, we speak, we act, whatever we do,
amen.
The heart receives it first, and then you act on it.
Amen.
Praise the Lord.
Amen.
The heart, God's description of man, is continually evil. That's why William Branham made this statement. He says, take the Holy Ghost away from a man, from man. He said he become worse than an animal.
That's right.
He said, the only thing that differentiates a human being from any other animal is the Holy Ghost.
Yes, sir. Right. Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
When you see the way fellow human beings does to one another, animals of the same species don't do that to each other. A lion will not kill another lion. You see it. Chimpanzee will not kill another. Even a snake of the same species, they don't kill each other. They protect each other. But human beings, they set trap for one another. They can kill you for ritual purposes. They can kill you to get position. They can kill you for any reason. They don't so like you. They don't so like your face. They kill you. Out of jealousy, you find pastor, he kill you. You get money, pastor, he kill you. Not be saying you will collect the money after he kill you. Not be saying you become more beautiful after he kill you. Just wickedness. That's why God is interested in the heart of man. That's why he's interested in the heart of man. And that's why, now, see it now. The dynamics and the mechanism. Listen very well. And this is a message that must be repeated during our June camp. It's a message that every Christian should understand. It's so important. So that when you pray, you will know how to pray. This thing should guide all of us. Praise the Lord.
Amen.
In Ezekiel chapter 36, we now see why he is very interested in the heart.
Amen.
This is the promise he has for every man that comes to you. It's the same thing he told the when he'll be entering a new covenant with them. Listen very well. Verse 24. For I will take you from among the heathen. You see, when God wants to enter his covenant with you and gather you out of all countries and will bring you to your own land. And he's talking to Israel. But the same way he deals with Israel, the same way he deals with the spiritual Israel, we. Then will I sprinkle clean water upon you, and you shall be clean from all your filthiness and from all your idols will I cleanse you. That is what is typed by water baptism. It brings you from your world of sin, when you were known as Jimony, when you were known by the nickname of Oscar. Anytime we shout Oscar, it reminds you of your past. It's only me, I didn't have such a name. Praise the Lord. You all know all your alliances. Reminds you of your past. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah.
It cleanses you. That is what it demonstrates by that water baptism.
Yes, sir.
Then verse 26, see where he's going. The next point after he brings you, cleans you, brings you is what? A new heart also will I give you. And a new spirit will I put within you. This is not Holy Ghost yet, oh.
That's right.
And I will take away the stony heart out of your flesh. And I will give you a heart of flesh. You see, the emphasis is on your heart. The emphasis is your heart, or what we call the mind. Because it defines your nature.
Amen, hallelujah.
That's right.
It is your heart.
Amen, that's right.
When man can look at their maker and say there is no God, something is wrong with the heart. And that's why he said that many shall depart from the faith, giving heed to seducing spirits.
Yes, sir. Yes,
having
sir.
A heart sealed. With what?
With the heart iron.
So no feeling again. No feeling.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
No feeling. When they see blood, they're excited.
Yes, sir.
Nothing makes them cry. No, 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 no. They are hardened. We call them hardened criminals. What is it that is hardened? It's the heart.
The heart.
That is hardened. Praise the Lord.
Amen.
And so he repeated it in Jeremiah chapter 31. From verse 31. Behold, the days come, said the Lord, that I will make a new covenant with the house of Israel and with the house of Judah. Not according to the covenant that I made with their fathers in the day that I took them by the hand to bring them out of the land of Egypt, which my covenant they break, although I was an husband unto them, said the Lord. But this shall be the covenant that I will make with the house of Israel after those days, said the Lord. What is the covenant? I will put my law in their inward parts and write it in their hearts. I will be their God, and they shall be my people. And when he does that, see the effect. Verse 34. And they shall teach no more every man his neighbor and every man his brother, saying, know the Lord, for they shall all know me. From the least of them unto the greatest of them, said the Lord, for I will forgive their iniquity, and I will remember their sin no more. What is it that God will do that nobody needs to remind you? Don't lie. Don't fornicate. Don't steal. Don't do this. Don't kill. Don't. What? There is something that nobody will remind you. Nobody will preach. You know, hallelujah.
Amen.
What he does is he does it with that token.
That's right.
What he does is that token.
Yes, sir.
Praise the Lord.
Amen.
Praise the Lord. In Romans chapter 2,
yes, sir.
Verse 28. Apostle Paul was trying to define who a Jew is. He says, for he is not a Jew, which is one outwardly in this New Testament, in this grace age. Hallelujah. Neither is that circumcision that you are now circumcising and boasting of, which is outward in the flesh. But see the definition of a Jew. But he is a Jew, which is one inwardly. And circumcision is that of the heart, in the spirit, and not in the letter. Whose praise is not of men, but of God. That statement, understand it. Whose praise? Oh, glory be to God.
Amen.
Whose praise is not of men, but who?
Of God.
But of God, because under grace now, he's the one that does it by himself.
Amen.
Hey.
Amen.
That's right.
So it's not about you boasting. When I see people boasting of the ability to fast for 7 days, no food, no water. Fasting can never stop a man from committing sin.
Yes, sir.
Fasting does not give you power over any temptation over the devil. Oh, praise the Lord. If not, the Pharisees and the Sadducees, they will have recognize Jesus.
Amen. That's right.
He said, under fasting, they killed him. Praise the Lord.
Amen.
They were still fasting and they killed him and they brought curse upon themselves.
Wonderful.
Yes. Let his blood be upon us,
yes,
and upon our children. Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah.
Galatians chapter 2 will make us understand this clearer from verse 9. For in him dwelleth all the fullness of the Godhead bodily. Who is he talking about? Christ Jesus.
Amen.
And ye are complete in him, which is the head of all principality and power. Verse 11 is my emphasis. in whom also ye are circumcised with a circumcision made without hands. In what?
Putting
off the body of the sins of the flesh. By what? That is the word I'm looking for. By what? The circumcision of Christ. When he says it is by the circumcision of Christ, it means it is Christ himself that does this circumcision.
Amen.
It is not you calling a doctor to do it, because it is not a circumcision that is done with the hand.
Right.
Oh, praise the Lord.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
And that is there. You make sure you understand Philippians chapter 2 and verse 13. He says, for it is God which worketh in you both to will and to do of his good pleasure. And when you do this, when you look at this, what is explaining is the power that is in the blood of Jesus Christ. There is a power that is in the blood of Jesus Christ that very few Christians seem to understand. Why that blood is called a token? The blood of the lamb, the Passover lamb in Egypt, applied the blood, and the angel of death will see that blood and pass over that place. And if Christ is our Passover, the blood of Jesus Christ is to be applied. Now, how will you know that that blood has been applied? Oh, glory be to God. There's something I know, I don't know how to express it. It is easy to say, listen, what is token? Listen, token is the evidence, physical evidence of a fact. Have you applied the blood of Jesus Christ in your heart? What is the evidence? What is the evidence? Because every token must be seen. When I see the blood, when they see the ring, they must see it. It must be seen. Every token, the rainbow is seen both by God and by man. The rainbow is seen both by God and by man. The scarlet thread of Rahab was seen both by Rahab and the Israelites. It must be seen. The blood of Jesus Christ is our Passover lamb, and that blood is also to be applied, and it is applied in our heart, then show me the token. Show me the token, church. That's the problem most of us have. What is a token? It's not an assumption.
Amen.
That's why I preach the message entitled Salvation by Assumption. He says, if a man be in Christ, he's a new creature. And it means you have a past and you have a present.
Yes, sir.
Amen.
Yes, sir.
You must have a past and a present.
Yes, sir.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
That is why that song says, I once was lost, but now I'm found. Was blind, but now I see. I have a testimony. Oh,
yes.
I have a testimony.
Yes, sir.
I was a drunkard.
Oh, yes.
I was a fornicator, a thief.
Oh, yes.
I was a ritualist.
Oh,
I was this, I was that. I was a prostitute. I did this, I did this. But when I heard the gospel and I believed,
yes, sir,
God came down and applied the token upon me. What is the token applied? He came to my heart.
Yeah.
Oh, glory be to God.
Hallelujah.
And changed my heart. from that stony heart.
Yes,
change of heart.
Hallelujah. And change my spirit so that my test for the worldly things will die. And I will be more heavenly minded, more spiritual. For God is a spirit. And them that worship him in spirit, oh, blessed be the name of the Lord. That is the God we serve. When he came and applied that token,
yes,
it is that token applied in you that when the angel of death will come upon this world, amen, when he see that blood,
yes,
applied, he will pass over. Yeah, 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 yeah. He said, "Go preach the gospel to all nations. He that believe and is baptized shall be saved." Yes, baptism is the application.
Yes, sir.
The token.
Yes, the Holy Ghost.
Glory be to God.
The Holy Ghost.
Hallelujah.
The Holy Ghost.
Baptism of the Holy Ghost.
Yes, sir.
Why?
Yes, sir.
Glory be to God.
Yes, sir.
The reason is because in that blood,
yes,
there is
sir.
A life.
Oh, yes.
There is a life in the blood of Jesus.
Yes, Lord.
Yeah. The evidence, that is a token.
Amen.
When that life strikes you, the token, you show the token. The token is not confessed with mouth.
It's not.
By their fruits.
Yes, sir.
You
amen.
Will know who has the token. Oh, blessed be the name of the Lord. Blessed be the name of my God.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
The token is the power in the blood of Jesus Christ.
Hallelujah.
The token is the baptism of the Holy Ghost.
Yes, sir.
Hallelujah.
Yes, sir.
And the token, therefore, is the hope of glory.
Yes,
amen.
Hallelujah.
Blessed be the name of the Lord.
Hallelujah.
Colossians chapter 1 verse 27 says so. Christ in you. And he's in you by the baptism of the Holy Ghost.
Amen.
Praise the Lord. And that is the hope of glory. Because before this earth will be destroyed. Amen.
Amen.
Hallelujah. That is the covenant he has with us. John chapter 14 and verse 1 and verse 2.
Let not your heart be troubled.
Okay,
amen.
Now.
Ye believe in God.
That's right.
Believe also in me.
That's right.
In my Father's house are many mansions.
Uh-huh.
If it were not so, uh-huh, I would have told you.
Oh, yes.
I go to prepare a place for you.
Uh-huh.
And if I go and prepare a place for you, I will come again,
uh-huh,
and receive you unto myself.
Now, that is the covenant.
See, and that where I am, there ye may be also.
That is the covenant he entered with us.
Yes,
oh, glory be to God.
Yes,
that is the covenant he, God, has entered with us.
Yes,
and this is the token of that covenant.
Yes,
what is the token of that covenant? I have spoken about this before. Can somebody give me a piece of paper? Any plain piece of paper. Any piece of paper at all. Praise the Lord. Anyone, any piece of paper. Ahead. Thank you. Thank you very much, Ugwajo. Hallelujah. I've explained this before. I've explained this before. The story was told by William Branham, where he says that there was a Chinese man that had a laundry. He does not speak English, and he cannot write English. But he's having laundry. Dry cleaning service. Laundry service. So you bring your cloth to him. Everybody brings cloth to him. And he cannot write a receipt for you. So how will he know that this is your cloth when you come to collect it? So he gets just a piece of paper and he tears it. Anyhow. Go ahead, you take. And you drop your cloth. And then he puts this in your cloth for the owner.
Okay.
So you sit down. Then the day comes. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Okay. Bring your own piece of paper. Okay now. Tear your own. No. Does it match? No. Eh? It's not your own. You can't go in the rapture. Take. Another person. Another person, now come and collect your own. Come and collect your own. You have to, it has to be torn. You have to tear it.
Almost.
Error. Almost. You can't go in the rapture. Almost. It's not there. Who again? Who again?
Peter.
No, it's not your own. Okay. No, it's not your own. Yes, Agbajo. Okay now. Perfect. Therefore, collect and go. Praise the Lord. That is what God did with mankind. God entered a covenant with mankind. Listen very well. Hallelujah.
Amen.
He came down and established that covenant.
Yes, sir.
Praise the Lord.
Amen.
When Jesus hung on the cross, he shouted, "It is finished." What did he do? And he gave up the ghost. The ghost, that is the Holy Ghost. Praise the Lord.
Amen.
God let the Holy Ghost down among his people and took the body to heaven.
Amen.
Oh, blessed be the name of the Lord. Hallelujah. And he says, if you have not the Spirit of Christ, you are none of his. Blessed be the name of the Lord. That's Romans chapter 8, verse 9. If you have not the Spirit of Christ, you are none of his. Romans chapter 8, verse 11. If the Spirit of him that raised up Christ from the dead dwells in you. That is the condition. That is the hope of resurrection.
Hallelujah.
Because that is the token. Praise the Lord. What is the rapture? The rapture is the union of the Spirit with the body. Is the union of the Spirit with the body of Christ.
Yes, sir.
Oh, blessed be the name of the Lord.
Yes.
Oh, I wish people can understand this.
Yeah, I follow you, sir.
I truly wish they are following. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Hallelujah. So do you have the token? I'm sure of going to heaven. We are saved by faith. We are saved by faith. What type of faith? Assumed faith of a true revelation. Because it is not assumption. Every token is sin. Every token is sin. If you haven't gotten it, and you hope to be saved from the destruction that is coming upon this world, Rahab, apply the blood now. Rahab, pull the starlet thread. Oh, they don't near. They are almost here. Oh. They are almost at the gate. Oh. And don't just put it there. Wind may blow it away. Oh. Wind may blow it away. Give diligence to make your calling and election sure. Always make sure Rahab. Wind, if you blow it off, oh, your enemy, if you go command that thread, oh, you're not going to know. Therefore, watch and
pray.
Watch. First born, second born, no concern them. They never kill second born or third born. No, now first born. So imagine the attitude of the first born. While others are running up and down in the compound, going and come back, he is doing vigil. Watch, because Namigo die. Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah.
Praise the Lord.
Amen.
And this is what we are supposed to take note of. This is what we are supposed, you know, to be busy doing now. When everybody is seeing the handwriting on the wall of the fulfillment of the fullness of the Gentiles and the end of the Gentile time, the times of the Gentiles. And people are still like the days of Noah, moving about, walking as if, you know, their Christian life, they are still coming to church and playing politics. Staging one another, instead of looking inwards, they are busy, there are people that specialize in counting other people's sins. You don't see the way he dressed. Can't you see the way he do this one? Can't you see the way? Can't you see? And they've forgotten that even when you are accusing somebody, three fingers are pointing at you.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
You have not removed your own. As if salvation is in a group. It's not a group, it's an individual.
Yes, sir.
It's individual.
Yes, sir.
That's one thing I have tried by all means to fight against a Bride Assembly Church.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
They want to reduce the church from a spiritual setting to a carnal setting. Where all manner of politics go on in the church. Where all manner of people, you know, using somebody to get favor another. And then they sit down there and then they specialize, sit down, cook story, cook and don't run down someone. And I don't know what the person will gain. What will I gain if I run you down, brother? If I stop you from prophesying, will I become a prophet? I can't be a prophet. You can't take my place. I can't take your place. It's a revelation.
That's right.
It's a revelation.
Amen.
It's a revelation. You can't stop me from going to heaven. I can't stop you from going to heaven. It's nothing. And if you don't show me love, praise the Lord. My God will show me love.
Amen.
Oh, blessed
Amen.
Be the name of the Lord.
That's right.
Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah.
Allow me a few minutes to look at the second application
Fire
of token. Are we ready?
Amen.
This one now, not too many people like this. Oh, praise the Lord.
Hallelujah.
Philippians chapter 1. Watch the way he put it, verse 28. This is the way he put it. It's admonishment to us. This is very interesting when it was quickened to me yesterday as I was going through the scriptures. And in nothing terrified by your adversaries. Are you listening?
Yes, sir.
Eh? He said, don't be afraid as you are being terrified. He said, in nothing, don't be terrified. Don't be terrified by your adversaries. Now listen, see the language. Which is to them an evident token of perdition. Hey, I wish I could explain this very well. I read it again. And in nothing terrified by your adversaries, which is to them an evident token of perdition, but to you it is an evident token of salvation.
Amen.
Hey, are you catching something?
Yes, sir.
No, listen very well. Because every token must be applied. Every token must be seen. Okay. So before you shout, catch this.
Amen.
He said, and in nothing terrified by your adversaries. Which is, amen. Your adversary, your enemies, those who torment you. He says, what did he call it? He says, this, their ministry of tormenting people is to them an evident token of perdition. That is, it is the token, the assurance of destruction that is coming upon them.
That's right. Amen.
Meanwhile, while it is a token of perdition to them, those who are tormenting us, it is also affliction, suffering is also a token of our salvation.
That's right. Amen.
And it is a token of that of God. No wonder you're not shouting again. Yes,
Amen.
You caught it. You caught
Amen.
It. You caught
right.
it. You caught it.
Right.
For unto you, listen, verse 29, it is given in the behalf of Christ, not only to believe on him, but also to suffer for his sake. Having the same conflict which you saw in me, Apostle Paul is telling them, and now here to be in me.
Right.
Therefore, listen, the token, hey, hallelujah, of our salvation is not only Christ in you by the Holy Ghost, it is also suffering and affliction for his sake.
For his sake.
For his sake. Blessed be the name of the Lord.
Hallelujah.
Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah.
Second Thessalonians chapter 1 makes it very, very clear again. Second Thessalonians chapter 1, let's read it from verse 2. Grace unto you and peace from God, our Father, and the Lord Jesus Christ. Now, when you are reading the Bible, sometimes we just read it. But when some things are quickened to you, you say, We are bound to thank God always for you, brethren, as it is meet necessary, because that your faith groweth exceedingly, and the charity of every one of you all towards each other abounded. So that we ourselves glory in you in the churches of God for your patience and faith in all your persecutions and the tribulations that you endure. They were known. The church at Thessalonica was known for persecutions and tribulations, which they endure. Which is a manifest token. Somebody shout token.
Token.
Shout token.
Token.
Which is a manifest token of the righteous judgment of God. Can you see that? That ye may be counted worthy of the kingdom of God, for which ye also suffer. Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah.
Seeing it is a righteous thing with God to recompense tribulation to them that trouble you.
That's right.
There's a just recompense of reward.
That's right.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
That is to them that trouble you, Abby. Sorry. Verse 7. And to you who are troubled, what is the reward? Rest with us. Your own is rest with us when the Lord Jesus shall be revealed from heaven with his mighty angels in the rapture. Sorry. In flaming fire, the day of the Lord.
Amen.
Taking vengeance on them that know not God and that obey not the gospel of our Lord Jesus Christ. Who shall be punished with everlasting destruction from the presence of the Lord and from the glory of his power, when he shall come to be glorified in his saints and to be admired in all them that believe, because our testimony among you was believed in that day. So now you understand in 2 Timothy chapter 3. Amen.
Amen.
2 Timothy chapter 3 from verse 10.
Hallelujah.
He says, but thou hast fully known my doctrine, Timothy, manner of life, purpose, faith, long-suffering, charity, patience. You have also known my persecutions, afflictions, which came unto me in Antioch and at Iconium, at Lystra, what persecutions I endured. But out of them all, the Lord delivered me. Yea, and all that will live godly in Christ shall do what? Shall do what? Suffer persecution. They shall suffer persecution. But he's assuring us that there is a reward.
Amen.
Amen. What is the reward? That same 2 Timothy. Chapter 4, and verse 6. See Apostle Paul, after going through all that, he said he endured. For I am now ready to be offered, and the time of my departure is at hand. He knew he was going to die. I have fought a good fight. I have finished my course. I have kept this faith. When he said he kept this faith, praise the Lord.
Amen.
His faith also produced afflictions, persecutions. I have finished my course. I have kept the faith. Henceforth, there is laid up for me a crown of righteousness, which the Lord, the righteous judge, shall give me at that day. And not to me only, but unto all them also that love his appearing. Oh, blessed be the name of the Lord.
Hallelujah.
James chapter 1, verse 2. Everybody knows this scripture. To verse 4, my brethren, what did he say we should do? Count it all joy when you fall into diverse temptations, knowing this, that the trying of your faith worketh patience. Then he added, but let patience have her perfect work, that ye may be perfect and entire, wanting nothing. That is, you know, you don't use impatience and scatter your reward that is waiting for you. Amen.
Amen.
Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Verse 12. Verse 12, it says, blessed. That's why he said blessed. Is the man that endureth temptation. For when he is tried, he shall receive the crown of life, which the Lord has promised to them that love him. Blessed be the name of the Lord.
Amen.
1 Peter chapter 4, verse 12. And let me read it up to verse 19. Beloved, think it not strange concerning the fiery trial, which is to try you, as though some strange thing happened unto you. But do what?
Rejoice.
What should you do?
Rejoice.
Rejoice, inasmuch as you are partakers of Christ's sufferings, that when his glory shall be revealed, ye may be glad also with exceeding joy. If ye be reproached for the name of Christ, hallelujah. Happy are ye, for the spirit of glory and of God rested upon you. On their part, those who are persecuting you, he is evil spoken of. But on your part, he is glorified, even through all those persecutions you are going through. But let none of you suffer as a murderer, or as a thief, or as an evildoer, or as a busybody in other men's matters. Very common among Christians these days. Want to know which food they are eating in their house. You want to know how the man and the wife, how the family they are living. What's your business? What value does it add to you? Yet, if any man suffer as a Christian, let him not be ashamed, but let him glorify God on this behalf. Oh, praise the Lord. Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Verse 19. Wherefore, let them that suffer according to the will of God commit the keeping of their souls to him in well-doing as unto a faithful Creator. And Matthew chapter 19. From verse 27, everybody knows that scripture.
Amen.
And in verse 27, then answered Peter and said unto him, behold, we have forsaken all and followed thee. What shall we have therefore? Now, sometimes we misunderstand this scripture. Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah.
When he said we have forsaken all, they didn't stand up and say, I don't want the car again. I don't want house. I don't want money. I don't want to go fishing again. I don't want father. I don't want mama again. In fact, I don't want to have anything to do with my relations again because I want to follow Christ. No. When he said we are forsaking all and follow you, read the context, it means they have lost all. They have lost all. They lost their businesses because of Christ. They refused to renew their certificates. You can imagine that Peter will be given certificate to go and fish again in the Jordan River. When he called all of them, all the names he called them, when they said that they were troubling Israel. Matthew, will he go and be a customs officer again? Dismissed.
That's right.
Their mama and their papa are staunch Pharisees. And they are bringing another religion. They drive them out of their house because they are bringing reproach to them. What they are saying here, they lost all. Verse 28, and Jesus said unto them, verily I say unto you, that ye which have followed me in the regeneration, that is the millennial reign, there is a reward for it.
Amen.
Whatever you lost, there is a reward for it. Hallelujah. When the Son of Man shall sit on in the throne of his glory, you also shall sit upon 12 thrones, judging the 12 tribes of Israel. And everyone that has forsaken houses or brethren or sisters or father or mother or wife or children or lands for my name's sake shall receive an hundredfold and shall inherit everlasting life. Therefore, because there is a reward, church, there is a reward.
Amen.
That comes even in your endurance of persecution because you're a Christian. He said, you who will follow me, what did he say? Pick up your cross and follow me.
Yes, sir.
The cross is the token.
Amen.
So show me your token. It's your testimony of what it costs you now as a Christian. You will lose friends.
That's right.
You will lose connection. You will lose all your contacts. You will lose even property. You will suffer hunger. In the midst of plenty around you, nobody wants to help you. Why? Because you're a Christian. That suffering itself, those giving you all that suffering, let this comfort all of us.
Amen.
Anyone that deliberately, because he knows of the grace of God upon your life, your testimony of your Christian faith, and deliberately goes to torment you,
yes,
there is an evident token of perdition.
That's right. Amen.
To them.
That's right.
To them. Whereas that is also a token of your own salvation.
That's right. Amen.
Because he, God, will not fold his hand to see you suffer for his sake without rewarding us.
That's right.
Amen.
Oh, blessed be the name of the Lord.
Hallelujah.
Therefore, amen.
Amen.
When you see yourself suffering because of your faith, rejoice.
Yes, Lord.
And stop comparing yourself with anybody.
That's right.
Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah.
No, 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 no. Amen.
Amen.
No, 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 no. Peter, those of you walking in the midst of unbelievers, they will begin to hate you unnecessarily. They will call you names.
That's right.
Amen.
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 What many Christians, the mistake many of us do is to compromise so that we can fit in. We lower the bar so that the persecution will not come. But every true Christian, it is a token that God himself has given us. All. This suffering, all are partakers. All. The Bible says so. All of us are partakers. If you have not seen your own is coming. It's a token.
Amen.
It's a token. Finally. Finally. There's another type of token. There's another type of token. All of us, we want it. It's in Psalm 86. And verse 17. Hear that prayer. Are we there?
Yes, sir.
It is underlined in my Bible years ago. It's underlined in this Bible. What does it say? It says, show me a token for good, that they which hate me may see it and be ashamed. Because thou, Lord, has helped me and comforted me.
Yes, Lord.
Amen. Amen.
Yes, Lord.
Are we there?
Yes.
I should read it again.
Yes.
For all of us that they are mocking us, for all of us that the enemy is persecuting us in one way or the other, some of us, as with the connections we have, we're supposed to be multimillionaires. But they deliberately withhold it from us. They laugh at us. You say you're a Christian, you never get picking. Every day, church, church. Every day, church, church. Every day, vigil. Every day, church worker. You carry church, you put for your head. Bride, 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 bride. Every day, bride, 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 bride. He says, show me a token for good, that they which hate me may see it and be ashamed, because thou hast helped me. And that token for good that will make my enemies to be ashamed praise the Lord, is the special testimony he's going to put around me.
Yes, amen.
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 And one of the testimonies will be that none of us will be affected by this coronavirus in the name of Jesus.
Amen.
That testimony is a token for good.
Yes, token for
praise
good.
The Lord.
Yes,
Joseph had a token for good.
That's right.
His enemies. God raised Joseph until his enemies came and bowed before him.
Amen.
Can you imagine people who thought he was dead and gone? Hallelujah.
Yes.
Amen. Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah.
Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah.
Oscar, somebody duped you of money for your brother so that your brother will not go to Europe.
Yes.
Is your brother not in Europe today?
Yes.
No, that's the truth. And the person is there looking at you. But is your brother not in Europe today?
Yes.
Did you waste that money? Is he not building his house now?
Yes.
In that same Europe. And the person that chopped that money to frustrate him from going, he see the building going on. That is a token for good.
Amen.
That those that hate you may see it and be ashamed.
Yeah.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah.
Maybe you are rich enough in your family. Maybe you are rich enough. Nothing good can come out of this one. Amen.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Rahab was a prostitute. Can anything good come out of a prostitute? Not when he recognized the God of Israel. Not when he recognized the God of Israel. Today, we all know. Do you know that Jesus came through the lineage of Rahab?
That's right.
Yes, sir.
That is God's mercy. Why you call him Rahab the harlot? He will tell you, my blood is in Jesus, inside Jesus' body. Blessed be the name of the Lord.
Hallelujah.
Amen. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Hallelujah. My own testimony, Uncle. Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah.
They were laughing at me when I lost my own job and ended in the prison. They're making caricature, and all those who were instrumental to all my frustration, where are they today? And where am I today? Praise the Lord.
Amen.
Blessed be the name of the Lord.
Hallelujah.
Total restoration. Why? Because I recognize the God of Israel. And I apply the blood.
Amen.
Praise the Lord.
Amen.
When they demolished the Brand Assembly Church building in the year 2012. Amen. Do you know that some people were laughing and jubilating? He will enter message churches. Pastors,
that's right.
We told you he's false. We told you that nonsense, God, we close it. We told you. Amen.
Amen.
Hallelujah. And today, what God has done for us in Brand Assembly has closed their mouth. That is a token for good.
Amen.
Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah.
I remember a Christian, one of the directors of Air Force Finance years back. A believer through Deeper Life Church member. He told me this testimony personally. They were setting trap so that they will use it and retire him from the Air Force. Because he refused to share money with them. He was a reproach. You are holy, Abi. We are devil. You are holy. I was sitting down in his office and he was sharing this testimony with me. They set him up. They said he was increasing his requisition. He was inflating his requisition. They wanted to use it. All of a sudden, they set him up. They brought money. Instead of taking it to his office, they took it to the Oga's office. The Oga, that they posted him away from the headquarters, sent him away. It was not enough. They want him retired, but they want something to hold him onto. And he said, the new Oga sent for him. He said, come and count the money. They want to be sure that what you requested for is the money that is on ground. And instead, the money was less. The cash was less than what he requested for. And the man was saying, what are they telling me now? They told me that the cash should be more than what you requested. And he told him, he said, sir, I am a Christian. I will never falsify figure. I have lived. He said, sir, it is not this, it's me they are after, but my God and my innocence will talk for me. And the guy said, okay, carry go. He said, no, the money is not complete. Who will I pay? Who will I not pay? So tell them that the money is not complete. Let them complete it before I collect it. He said, the man begged him, said, take, I beg, take, 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 I beg. God has cleared you. He collected, he said, he collected with tears in his eyes. He said, why are these people after him? He entered his office and said, Lord, it's because I decided I will not put your name to shame. By joining them to do wuru-wuru in the office, that is why I'm suffering this. Father, judge them accordingly and reward me and put them to shame. 1 month after that, his oga, that very oga, became the chief of air staff. They announced him as the chief of air staff and they retired the other one. The one that is after him to remove him. They retired and put that. Then, he now, this oga now say, I am going with you. You are going to be the new director of Air Force Finance to work with me. I retired all those ones that were ganging up against him. And as I was sitting in the office, saying, that is how I got this office. You are seeing me today. That is a reward. Praise the Lord. That is a reward. In standing and living a righteous life. Hallelujah. Today, all of you listening to me now, God is going to close the mouth of all your mockers through your testimonies in the name of Jesus. Those who have been mocking you, somebody that you have not married, see your age, you have not married. Praise the Lord. And whoever else is watching me now, man or woman, God is going to do something as you connect to this broadcast now that will close the mouth of all your mockers in the name of Jesus Christ. Yeah. The mouth of the mockers of Hannah, their mouths were closed when God gave that one child, that child that God is giving you, hallelujah, will come and outshine all your mockers' children. Oh, blessed be the name of the Lord. Praise the Lord. God is going to give somebody a beautiful job. The type of job that the enemy will say, eh? Is it you? You'll be the one that will begin to take care of all your mockers in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. It is a token for good. Hallelujah. Let's apply the token. Let's apply the token for going to heaven. Yes. Let's apply the token for a reward that comes from persecutions.
Yes.
Let's apply the token. Blessed be the name of the Lord.
Hallelujah.
Can we stand up?
Glory. Thank you, Jesus.
A token.
Thank you, Jesus.
You are God
from beginning to the end.
There's no place for argument.
You are God.
You are God.
You are God.
Sing, everybody. To the end. There's no place for argument. You are God all by yourself. Oh, you are God. Yes, you are God. You are watching me now with your eyes closed, but your ears opened. What if truly this world is going to be destroyed? What if? Have you applied a token that will make you to escape from the destruction that is coming? Have you? Why don't you open your mouth and talk to God? Lord, prepare me a sanctuary, pure and holy, tried and true. Oh, with thanksgiving, I will be a living. Oh, sanctuary. It's a prayer. Oh, Lord, prepare me.
Lord, prepare me
a sanctuary. Oh, pure and holy. Oh, tried and talk to God. This is my earnest cry. Let's sing it again. This is my earnest desire. If that is your desire, say, give me the power to do your will. That's the token. This is my earnest cry. Hallelujah. This is my earnest desire. Oh, give me the power to do your will. Oh, Lord, I pray. Sing anointing. Oh, cover my head to toe. Give me the power to do your will.
Over and again.
Have your way in my life. Open your mouth and talk to God. Open your mouth and talk to God. Talk to Him. Talk to Him. Talk to Him. I belong to you. Therefore, Father, take over my life. Take over my life. Take over my life. Take over my life.